Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This portion of the Big Brother Jake podcast is refreshed by the Venice Beach Beverage Company. Go to VeniceBeachBeverage.com to order some of the most amazing beverages you'll ever have.
Jake Warner was at the control.
So sit back, relax, and check this joint out right here.
Jake!
No!
Okay, here we go.
So good to be back.
This podcast is for the people.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Jake! Live from the Big Brother Bungalow in Southern California.
Ready to talk a bunch of nonsense with you.
I can't stand them.
It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast. I'm your host, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner.
My government name.
Welcome to the show. You can listen to the show on podcast1.com. Keyword search, The Big Brother Jake Podcast. You can also go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or TuneIn or Pandora. And now, Amazon.com. Keyword search, The Big Brother Jake Podcast. And boom, you're in there. Man, I hope you enjoyed part one of the Dayton Ballers. The Rocha brothers, Camilo and Mario, and the homie Antoine Price, featuring Fat Dave Wilson, that made a guest appearance because we had to clarify why the hell Antoine wanted to whoop my ass with a belt. So we pick it up. I'm still laughing at that whole scenario. And sorry for the voice, y'all. My voice is shot. You know, so many podcasts I did this week. But we continue. No need to feel sorry for me. I don't feel sorry for me. I'm just rambling. We pick up where Mario asks or explains to the listening audience why we had to be so quick-witted, because Fat Dave would clown so hard, but we were surprised as to why Fat Dave was so good with the witty comebacks. So we pick it up from there on this part two of the conversation with the Dayton Ballers, Camilo and Mario Rocha, Antoine Price, and Fat Dave Wilson. Coming down right now.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
A terrorist here to bring trouble to phony and
but
seize out
hey, morning. But I tell you this though, man, Dave, you were quick on the fucking jokes. That's how I learned how to be quick on the
you
jokes.
You had to,
man.
With him, man. God. You Dave, had to
Dave,
with him.
Dave showed me the way of being quick witted. You know
had
what I'm saying?
To be, because Dave, man, he was so quick with it. And almost make you cry, damn near. Yes.
Right.
So you
right.
Every time we go play right. video games at Dave's.
Oh,
we just,
forget it. Yeah.
I start had to coming up with jokes, man.
Right.
I was going to get eaten up.
Like, I talk a lot. Everyone knows that. I would never fucking talk around Dave.
Good. This bitch out talking.
Hey, you want to hear some shit about jokes? Listen. I didn't listen. It used to be a dude. An older dude used to come around and shoot jokes with him. And he was, because he used to love how quick we was with the jokes. We'd be bagging all day long with this dude. And he used to come through and lay us down, you little fat motherfuckers, this, blah, blah, blah. He would just be shooting us down. So we walked in one day, and I told Antoine, I said, man, this dude right here be killing us. You got to come hear how funny he was. Antoine squinted his eyes, said, man, that's my daddy. You remember that shit, Antoine?
You got that story. Oh, a true story. Oh, yes. Hey, I told Dave, I said, man, I'm looking at this
Antoine,
motherfucker.
You remember that? Your pop used to roast me, man.
Man, yeah. Yes.
Oh, man.
Best thing, goddamn peace.
Let me tell you, like I told, it was an honor to be roasted by your daddy. Man,
he used to roast us. Hey, Dave, that shit was so funny, man. Like I told you. The funny shit about it is this nigga Dave pointed out. He's like, oh, man, this motherfucker is this, and this motherfucker is that, and this motherfucker, oh, my God, he is so great. So when I finally meet this motherfucker who Dave is talking about, that's my goddamn daddy.
That's the real deal. Come over looking for me, my brother, so he can roast it.
Hey, look, it wasn't because, hey, look, I love my father. I swear to fucking God, I love him. But it was like, I thought I was supposed to meet like Richard Pryor or I mean, you know what I mean?
He wasn't funny to you.
Yeah, he wasn't funny to me. He wasn't. That's my goddamn daddy.
Hey, man, me and my brothers love that dude, man.
Oh, right.
Where we love
right.
Him.
Come around,
that's hilarious.
Right.
You know how somebody shoot a joke on you and you laughing harder even if they talking about you?
Yeah.
Man. He would call me every step in the world and then he'd get on my brother's haircut and then back to me and we couldn't even get a joke out at his joke.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, when you pointed that sucker out to me.
I had to brush my hair before I went outside to make sure it was talking about haircut. Hold on. Here I come. And he'd be roasting us. Hey. I kept telling that talk. You got to see this dude, man. This dude will roast us.
You
got to
see this
man.
Dude.
Quan, look.
Man, this dude playing that part. So. Come to find out, it's my goddamn pop.
Damn, so
it's my real motherfucking daddy.
So we got your. So you're at fault for making Dave. Funny. Because it's your dad.
Because of my motherfucking dad.
So it's your fault. It's your fault. Damn, Twan, you was in the mix, bro. You were in the mix.
This is the shit that I didn't even fucking know. This nigga was going around the goddamn hood clowning these little fools. And
oh,
like,
my
what?
God.
I'm telling you, man. Daddy. It was an honor. Damn. Rest in peace. It was an honor. To
man, rest
to your
in
daddy.
Peace. It was an honor for him to clown your ass.
Man, this ended up being like therapy.
Yeah, it is. Fucking goddamn podcast.
That was Dave's stepdaddy?
No, man.
It was his dad.
I know that was your daddy.
Where the fuck you been, Mario?
He was just.
Mario?
My daddy was a motherfucker that would go around talking about you constantly.
And
he came across Dave and them and really like let him have it. You know what I mean? He slaughtered him. You think Dave was funny? This nigga right here would tell
just
jokes
clowning.
And clown, just clown, just clown, clown, clown. So Dave was like, "Hey man, I got to show you this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Let me tell you about this dude." So he showed me. This is him.
And that was your daddy.
Goddamn
Hey, and it's the cool thing about it. When we walked up, he was roasting my brother.
Right.
I couldn't wait to get my turn in, and I'm telling that Twan, hurry up. That's him right here. Hurry up.
Right.
He's so busy laughing, he don't recognize Twan, and Twan said, "That's my dad." He looked over, and he called Twan by a name I never heard before. He said,
Nathaniel. Oh my God!
Hey.
Goddamn, Nathaniel. That's it. It's done at work. It's done at work.
He said that child support check. It's coming in 2 weeks, man.
Hey.
You coming over here?
Hey, this motherfucker ain't never paid child support in his life. He never paid child support.
Hey, he was a musician. He paid in the played with like Evelyn Champagne King. We knew this dude.
Yeah.
We knew him.
Yeah.
He played music, played in the band there. He played with a band that was hit back in Evelyn Champagne King. Right, Twan?
Right, correct.
Really?
Wow.
Correct.
Evelyn Champagne King? He was in her band?
Correct.
Hey, that's dope.
Hey, he played in the if you Google it, you'll see he played in the band. This dude was the shit. We could not believe this was at Twan's daddy. And I'm telling you, man, that shit was so funny.
Correct.
Let your love come down.
Hey, I don't live off that motherfucker's accolades. I live off of my own. But yeah.
Hey, that's why Antoine got that belt. Hey, he was the one that probably bought the belt to Antoine. He bought it.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
shit from somewhere.
Good. Yeah. It ain't from the goddamn streets of San Bernardino.
Man, I'll never forget that right there. I couldn't wait to get my turn in. I'm like, Equan, hurry up, man. This dude here is so crazy. He's roasting my brother. He ain't even looking over at us. Equan looks like, man, that's my daddy. I'm looking like, hey, well, I'm thinking. I'm not sure if that Twan is serious.
Yeah, nigga, you lying. Nigga, you lying. This is not your daddy. Yes, that's my goddamn father.
Actually, that's my dad.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, that's my goddamn father.
Thanks, Pops.
Yeah, thank you, daddy.
You spend more time here than at home. What the hell?
Right. Bitch, I was looking for some child support. So what the fuck?
Matt, can Evelyn King please go on tour?
Can I get some royalty checks, please?
Right. Can I get some shoes?
Something. Shit.
Calm down.
Shit.
Make it go.
That's some classic.
Yeah, man. About some ice. Man, we dying. I'm telling you.
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
He's royal. Nathaniel.
Hey, David.
It ain't Leroy. Bitch, my name ain't Malcolm. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, Antoine works for me now, so that's it's not going to be Antoine no more. Ooh. Nathaniel.
It's Nate.
Nathaniel, get your ass over here.
Hey, that's funny because I'd be like, hey, Rocha! Rocha!
That's it, Nathaniel.
That's it. It's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel,
now.
You done. It was Banana Man, and now it's.
Hey, that's what he called you, right?
Motherfucking Banana Man.
All right, why do everybody call you Banana Man? I know why, but my audience doesn't know. Anybody can speak up. I want to hear this.
Well, I'll tell
you. Because Beepin' Hot is caught him wearing yellow van.
To this day, I swear, like I said, I was poor.
So, all of us were poor.
So 3 days out of the week, I would have a yellow shirt and yellow Vans. Blue goddamn jeans. But hey, you know what I mean? Yellow Vans and the yellow shirt. High top fade. Fucking Banana Man. And it wasn't even a name that was given to me. It was a name that was given to me. I didn't, you know, bestow that upon myself.
I thought it was because you swing, you know, it curved to the left.
Don't you know?
I was just assuming. Banana Man.
I swear to God, my shit go to the goddamn left. I swear, and I'm like, how the fuck do you
Look,
know?
I'm glad we got to know each other, but yeah, I ain't trying to get on that level
wait
right
a
now.
Minute. My shit do. It do. I swear. I've been looking at it.
I believe you. We good. We good.
And that one does go to the left.
It's a little ass curve.
That's all right.
But it curves to the left.
Hey, it knocked somebody up. You're right. Knock somebody up. See it. Hey, it's like 220s
hey, it's
about
this curve
bit.
To the left. It goes slightly to the left.
Bitch, how would you know?
Well, hey. Well, it was like, wasn't that cartoon on Nickelodeon? It was Banana Man, right? So then I thought it was off of that.
Nah, it was.
It was all because I was popular at the time.
I had goddamn a yellow shirt and some yellow Vans.
Oh, my God.
And I rocked them bitches until I could not rock them no more.
Coordinated.
Yeah, coordinated.
Hey, look,
bitches.
Me and my brother Steve used to share shoes and clothes, bro.
Motherfuckers was talking about it. I was like,
man, hell yeah.
Potassium packets.
Yeah, we.
Banana Man passes out potassium packets.
Hey, that was
Pete Minhotta
that gave you that name.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
that's right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it. All right. Yes. Yeah, but yes. When we do this again, we'll have Peter on and talk all that shit. We're going to ambush him.
You know what, Jake? I thought it, honestly, I thought it was you. That's what you, that's the secret.
Wait, oh, now you want to pin it on me?
No, that's the secret I thought he was holding against me.
Oh, the Banana Man?
Oh. I made a Banana Man.
Oh, no, I couldn't claim that, but it was funny as shit.
Yeah,
it
stuck.
Shout out to Pete Van Hotter calling you Banana Man.
Well.
Yeah, we're going to do this again. I'm going to try to have Dave and Peter and y'all all up in the studio.
And Dave Peter's funny as shit, too.
Oh, Peter, man, that guy, he's...
I just got him on Facebook.
Racist son of a bitch, but I love him to death. Racist. Make fun of black people all damn day. You and him go back and forth while we were at Spoons, and you would just end it with, we got to feed these Mexicans. For pennies on the dollar, we get him 3 tacos, and he'll be able to feed a family of 12.
I got
to
feed these Mexicans.
Got to feed these Mexicans.
Shit. I got to feed these.
Got to feed these Mexicans. Not Mexican, Mexicans. You know, with black folks, we said Mexicans.
He's Mexicans.
Yeah, we put an SS.
SS. He's Mexicans.
Hey,
oh, man.
I'll show you how shit go full circle. I messed around, had a baby by one, and now that's all the shit. My son, he don't like barbecue. He like menudo. he don't eat barbecue chips. He squeeze lime on his Dorito.
The cup of noodle with the lime and the tapatio.
Yeah. That's for being racist.
Right. He can't have shit without tahina.
Hey, Dave, but hey, look, I did the same thing, but I had a Salvadorian. So, so I can't. That's all the trash I talked with him, with you, I ended up with one too. So I got
me. Yeah, man, right. Hey, I said, what's her name? My woman right now. All day long. That's it.
Yeah, I got three Mick Blackadorians because they had the part Irish, part black, and half Salvatorian.
Man, this motherfucker.
Damn, why you destroying my studio?
I'm sorry.
Man, I didn't know you were going to get mad.
No, this shit is coming. Like,
Twan over here breaking stuff.
I don't want to piss.
Poor Cam is at the door where his seat is. Sorry it ain't bigger, y'all, but I'm dropping phones. I'm sober. But, yeah, man, oh, my God, this is hilarious.
Man, this is hey, listen, this is my first weekend off in about 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm sitting there saying, oh, man, I guess I'm going to get up today and cut the lawn. I'm YouTubing videos on how to stop my assistant cord from coming to loose, and then I got the phone call, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Hey, you ain't cutting the lawn today.
I'll do it tomorrow.
I'm sitting here like, oh, yeah, this is dope as hell, man. This is dope, man. Shout out. Man, listen, no matter what the bullshit, no matter how it was, man, I appreciate all you brothers, man. Camelo, Mario, Twan, Jake, man, dope-ass shit. Man, I'm so glad that we got a chance to grow beyond whatever bullshit we
were. Oh, yeah, around, man.
That's dope.
I'm telling you, because I was like, my mom being white in that neighborhood, I didn't think we were going to survive. I'm dead serious. I'm like, Mom, you know, we can't stay here for your safety. She's like, well, I already been beat up once. I don't care. Like, whatever. That's all I can afford. But, like, it was crazy. But y'all just took me in and made me feel like family, you know. And once we got to know each other, man, like, nobody would fuck with us. We were all fun. Always had a good time. Camilo always had the dopest music. And I remember one time, Camilo, now I'm going to talk shit to Camilo right now. I remember one time when Candyman first came out, Knockin' the Boots. It used to play that shit all the fucking time. And I'm like, Cam, can I please borrow that cassette single, man? I just want to dub it. Give me 10 minutes. And you would never let me borrow it. And I hated you for it.
Damn.
Stingy motherfucker,
what
man.
What tape was it?
Candyman, Knockin' the Boots.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, he would play that shit ad nauseum. And I was like, fuck, that song's dope because I like Betty Wright, you know? And so I was like, man, he sampled Betty Wright. And I was like, Cam, let me borrow that shit. Cam, why you never let me borrow it, man? What the hell?
I didn't like you.
Nobody did. So, damn, I wasn't liked. I'm sorry. But yeah. But
hey, ever since that fight, he started hating black.
He was traumatized.
Man.
He was
And my mom married a black person.
Yeah. Your mom ended up marrying a black guy.
Yeah, and my mom ended up marrying a black guy.
Full circle.
I was devastated.
but Dave always used to, and I told this line to one of my homies yesterday, or Friday. Dave would always go and tell Peter, tell y'all, the only reason why I like Mexicans is for your women and your food.
Wow.
I mean.
That's harsh. That's horse.
I mean, hey, I'm telling you right now, you ain't lived till you woke up to Tequila for breakfast.
See?
Sitting there drinking Patron all night. Caught your side of tacos.
See?
Like, El Paso. Hey, I just came back from Puerto Vallarta. I was up there for 6 days, man. I had no idea I spoke that much Spanish.
Oh, my God.
I was feeding a table of five for $12.
Damn. Right? He ain't lying.
Shit. Nope. I need to go.
He ain't lying.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I should roll down there. I got about $42. I might be able to feed.
That might
be 3 weeks of food.
That is what's in my wallet right now.
You got more than me.
Hey, where's Dave stay at now?
Yeah, where you stay at, Dave?
What's that? Oh, I'm in Apple Valley right now.
I was born in Apple Valley, St. Mary's Hospital, but I never been there.
Oh, man, I am down the street from St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been up in the desert for 20 years now.
Damn.
I'm going to tell you how I ended up here. No BS.
Oh, I want to hear this.
So look, to be able to talk about Cunningham, right down the street from Cunningham, is what's that, 9th Street?
Yeah.
Or 5th Street, right?
Oh, yeah, no. Well, 5th's off the right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Right.
No, it's 9th and then 5th.
Right. Yeah.
So two of my cousins got shot right there by Norton Air Force Base by night. At the same night, my mom called me the next morning. She said, hey, do me a favor. Whatever you're doing up there in that desert, you seem to be liked it. Don't ever come back down here. I said, what? She said, I'm serious. Whatever you're doing up there in that little desert, stay up there. Don't ever come back down here to San Bernardino. Make you that promise. I said, all right. And then she said, I want to tell you that your cousins got shot last night. They both doing good. They good, but I don't want you down here. And I'm like, all right. Damn. And I've been up here ever since. I've been up here since 2000.
Wow.
I've been between Hesperia bar still in here since 2000. Wow. But yeah, most of the time I've been in Hesperia, and we just got a house in Apple Valley. I think I've been here since December.
Damn. Well, damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I love it up here, though. I love it up here,
yeah,
man.
Big shout out to motherfucking Apple Valley.
They had dirt bikes, barbecue grill. You can do what you want up here. The neighborhood don't determine who you are up here. You determine who you are.
Damn.
If you want to be broke up here, you can be broke up here. You want to make money up here, you can make money up here.
Bars.
You can, and the neighborhood do not determine. My kid went to some good schools and stuff. So the neighborhood don't determine who you are up here. You determine who you are. Well, now, don't get me wrong. They got their knuckleheads, but, I mean, you can avoid that easily.
Right.
You can avoid that easily. Step your game up, move somewhere different, and take your kids to a school that's a little further away from them and all that. It's more opportunities up here, for me at least. You know what I mean? For me, I found my way up here. Never been unemployed up here. Always kept a job. Always doing something. It's just, man, it's a trip. I like it up here.
Damn. This got serious.
Well, that's good. You goddamn Apple Valleyan. That's nice. Shit. Stay your black ass there. Goddamn. You know what I mean?
The hood makes you humble.
It does, though. It does, man, because, like, even nowadays, man, I don't splurge on nothing expensive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I make sure I do everything kind of. I will splurge on vacations. I'll do that. But I ain't trying to, like, live it up. But that's because Dade Street humbled me, man. Because, you know, if one of us had money, we all had money, we all ate, you know?
Like, not necessarily.
Well, Mario used to, I don't know about you, but Mario used to hook us up with Carl's Jr. when he worked there.
And Pizza Hut.
And Pizza Hut.
Where's David at with the Pizza Hut?
And we all.
Wow.
Mario always took care of us. Then I went to Del Taco and hooked it up.
Wow. Taco Thea.
Yes.
And a burger stand.
Yeah, the 29 cent burger
25
stand.
25 cents burger.
Across the street.
Damn. You worked there too?
I didn't work there.
We would all find money somehow.
25 cent hamburgers.
Yeah, and we would go there across the street from Fiscalini Field where the San Bernardino Spirit played.
Yes.
You know, and then we would go get the burgers and have enough for soda. And then, you know, if we could, try to sneak in and watch the baseball games and sneak the food in.
So, y'all motherfuckers didn't invite me.
What?
We invited you. You can never go out the house, man.
You probably couldn't get because you were in trouble. Yeah.
You're always in trouble.
We're knocking on your door. Can play?
No.
Yeah. Oh. And that's the thing. I was like, all right, Twan.
Oh, no. You had to find out a friend.
You were hanging around with the roaches. No.
No.
You're on restriction.
Twan was always on punishment.
Yeah.
He could never get out the house. And I was like, oh, me and Twan, cool. Now I'm going to buy him some burgers. Couldn't go out the house.
Couldn't do it.
So we would all mob over to 29 cent hamburger stand.
So that's what y'all did when I was not out. But when I was out, shit, all we did was just play basketball. All we did was like go to the school, basketball.
Yeah, basically.
Or go swimming.
And play on the court.
Yep. And steal sodas from the soda machine.
So y'all motherfuckers was broke when I was out on restriction.
Absolutely broke as shit.
We spent our money already. We had to feed Jake and Steven. Hey,
don't act like y'all motherfuckers broke when I was out.
Yeah. Steven didn't eat one cheeseburger either.
Oh, no. You used to make fun of my brother Steven. He's been on the podcast too. And, man, that's a memorable episode, by the way. People still talk about how drunk he was.
Yeah.
But this motherfucker.
Damn.
Yeah, for real. It was bad, bro.
They say damn.
Yeah. But here's the thing. And my sister Tracy used to make fun of him all the time because Steven has these wide fucking hips, right? And so at the time he was short.
Damn.
So my sister used to say, man, here come my little brother with the childbearing hips and the adult size Levi's got to cut him off at the knees and cuff him.
Running around their apartments.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Running around in an apartment shirtless.
Yeah, shirtless.
Shirtless.
Looking like the black. And Peter would call him the black. Off. Peter would call him the Black Dusty Rhodes.
Oh. Oh.
The wrestler.
Hey, and this is why we got the name of bullies, because me and Cam were chasing these motherfuckers. Until we got him to a corner and started wailing on his fats.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
You got my brother. Y'all wasn't catching me up like that. But my brother was
the slowest.
He was slow.
Smacking that fat up.
And then I was like, man, nah, fuck that. I'm going to go get a knife. You know, but I remember once, and there's another time. This is funny shit. You might remember this, Mario. You got me in trouble with my mom.
Oh,
because
fucking time.
Hey, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Cam got away with just, you know, he brought gifts. Cam brought gifts to me. So, you know, he gets a pass. It's just one bad thing.
I'm going to go grab me a Venice Beach tea.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that. So, Mario.
Give me another one too, bitch.
say you want a sandwich after that?
Or make that a Modelo.
Yeah. I'm going to crack a Hennessy bottle.
Give me a banana cognac batch.
Oh, later.
So what ended up happening was we were at my – I was still living on D Street. Because remember the first time – I lived there twice. The first time I lived upstairs – and then we moved to Barstow for 3 weeks because my mom and dad got back together and she found out he was cheating on her the whole time. During those 3 weeks. And then we came back. Then we came back and moved back downstairs.
That's what us niggas do.
You're stupid. And so Mario was leaving the crib.
Twister?
What you need? You need a bottle opener?
Open. Yes, sir.
Yeah, look at all these pros with bottle openers on their damn keychain. So, man, look. So Mario was leaving the house. Because it was like 10:30, and my mom was getting back from, I think, her boyfriend's house or whatever.
She was doing her thing.
She was having fun.
Yes.
Now that I'm older, I get it. So I'm flipping off Mario. He's at the window, and he starts flipping me off. So then I flip him back off. Then he flipped me off again, and he stopped, and I kept flipping him off. He had a little pen light, little flashlight, shined it right on my mom.
Oh. The
pointer. And she's like, you motherfucker.
The pointer.
Yeah.
The laser pointer.
Yeah, but like it shined it on her face, and he didn't even warn me. He just put the light on her face.
Right, he's like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Take some of this.
As soon as she got in the house, she whooped my ass.
Damn.
Those are your raggedy friends, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, is that what you do when I'm not here?
Is that what you do?
And my mom wasn't your average white lady. Like, hey, let's make a casserole. Like she had soul. What you need, Mario? You good, man?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got an open bar here, man. All right. So yeah, so I want to thank you for that ass whooping because she beat the shit out of me. Mm. And that my mom never beat me. She always beat Steven or my sister.
I didn't get whooped.
Shit.
You pulled a belt out, man.
I didn't get whooped.
Did Dave leave us? You still here, bro?
Man, I'm right here. I'm thinking about your mama. Listen, man, I don't know.
Hey.
I haven't heard about your mom in a minute.
Oh, okay. That came out wrong.
Right. It sounded like you was going somewhere with that one.
I mean, she is single, but damn.
If you're a black woman and you had your hair done at San Bernardino between in the 90s, you could probably trace it back to Miss Pam.
Oh,
everybody knew her.
Yeah.
My sister had her own beauty salon.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, look, David, they know her too.
Yeah.
They know her too. And I was
Super
like, damn.
Or some shit like that.
Where did she work? I'm trying to remember where my mom worked at.
It was in Highland.
She was at Fantastic Sands for a little bit, but then she went to a place that was over by the Stardust. There was a haircutting place. I forget the name of it. By Stardust Roller Rink. By St. Bernardine's.
Goddamn barber
shop. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she worked at the Marinelli's over there, too.
Marinelli's.
Yeah, she was a teacher. She was a teacher
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
But
yep.
But she also cut hair at this place not far from that. And, like, she had a pass because she used to be able to fade hair. She used to be able to do all kinds of black folks' hair, and they would always be like, this crazy white lady does hair, like black hair.
She talked that shit.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Everybody would go to her, man.
She talked that shit.
It was almost like the movie Barbershop where the white boy was in the back, nobody wanted the haircut by him, and then he got his time to shine. That was my mom. Mm. You know, and then she started fading people out and cutting hair, and yeah, man. So that's just, man. Yeah, see? You remember.
Good times.
That was shit.
Yeah, she's staying in Redlands now, man.
Redlands?
Oh, that's dope.
She
that's
lives.
Because I live in Redlands.
That's you live dope. In Redlands, too?
I stay in Redlands.
I'm going to make sure my mom locked the door. She lives
in Redlands. Shit.
Bitch, I'm coming over. What the fuck are you doing? I ain't got no friends out there, man. Like, shit. What you watching?
She's not too far from Rosie's, the burrito place.
Mm.
Rosa Maria?
Yeah. She's
Are
right
you
by there.
Shitting me.
Right I swear to God.
My nigga Jake, I stay right back in goddamn room.
No! Do you really?
Let me find out this motherfucker's in my complex, bruh. I swear.
She's right by you then. Like, she's walking distance from your house.
Hey. I don't want to say my shit over the
Yeah, I'll tell you when we're done. But yeah. She's right by you.
Hey, no, you want to hear some crazy shit about Rosa Maria?
Huh?
So what's the name? I got a homeboy up here, right? Cool as hell. He's like, I know you like Steinfeld. He's going to be performing at San Manuel. So he surprised me on some real shit. We driving. He's like, so I got 2 tickets. Let's go check him out. I'm like, sure. He said, but before we get there, it's this place I've been dying to eat at. You got to come check it out with me. He a foodie, right?
Yeah.
You got to come check it out. I'm like, all right. He pulled up the Rosemary's. I said, nigga, wait a minute. I've been eating this shit He like, hey, it's on one of these lists of places you must try. I got to go in here and try this shit. I was sitting there dying. He like, you know this place? I'm like, nigga, hell yeah, I know this place.
Everybody knows Rosa Marie is in the IE, man.
I ain't never ate there.
Whoa, no, what?
Listen, the best burritos in San Bernardino is Amapolo.
Yes, down, hands
I've
down.
I never ate there.
Damn.
No, you,
I told you, man.
The garbage burrito, bro.
Really?
Garbage burrito. And their bean and cheese burritos. Bomb.
Wow. That's what's up. Hey, Dave, did he
You know what's crazy?
When,
hey,
he offered. He offered.
Oh, my God.
It was a proposition.
He started doing it. I said, get off of it.
Jump back, bitch. I'm trying to get this goddamn burrito.
I'm the bottom bitch.
Right, yeah. I'm the bottom bitch, bitch.
But, yeah, she stay out there.
I only see that problem one woman in my whole life.
Hey.
I've been doing this nigga since 7th grade. And only seen with one woman.
Who, me?
I said 8th.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. That's what we're talking about.
Loyalty. Loyalty.
Oh, my God. I used to get friend zoned all the time, man. So it was always... Hey, if I could find someone just like you, can I wear your Laker jacket?
No,
bitch, be cold. You don't want to date me.
Right.
I hated that shit, but I liked the perfume, so I was the ego boost. But they never liked me, so it was cool. I was fat, crooked tooth. I got my teeth fixed, though.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know.
Got a little money.
Back in the day, I was like, fuck it. Hey,
just have to throw it out there. Got a little money. Yeah. Just throw it out there real quick. I'm doing better than y'all niggas. Let me throw that out here real quick. You know what I'm saying? He just had to throw it out
there. Put that out there. Got my goddamn teeth fixed.
That's right.
Shit.
I'm single, man. I'm going through a divorce. I'm trying to land me somebody.
Wow. Here comes that single talk.
I'm the only one. All of y'all got women.
That single talk. That stick
y'all
talk.
Y'all all got somebody talk to go home to. I got to be like, hey, you want to stay? I'll cook you breakfast.
Hey, it's all right to jack off, Jake. It's cool to jack, homie.
And it's also cool to date. No need to do
it
that.
It is cool to date. It is cool.
Just saying. I'm cool.
Man.
Hey, look, because I ain't got nobody to answer to.
Man, and that's a good thing.
I love it. Look.
That's a good thing.
Because I was a damn not good
really
husband.
Not really, baby. It's not a really good thing.
Wait, hold on. You said what?
Babe. It's really not a good thing.
No, actually, you're right. I co-sign you. I'm going to follow your lead, Twan.
Edit.
Yeah. Edit that shit, man. Yeah, edit that shit.
No,
don't sign.
Yeah, man. Let's kind of keep this.
Twan was just kidding. Yeah. Twan was just kidding. What's your lady's name?
Kidding.
What's your lady's name?
Didi.
Didi?
Deasia.
Deasia.
Yeah.
He's just playing.
Yeah,
he winked at me when he did that.
Yeah,
I know why he winked at me, but whatever.
This is old shit. This is old shit.
Right? This is before your time.
Yeah, way. This is old shit.
Don't
even listen to this shit.
What, like, last week?
Turn the TV. Turn the goddamn radio. Turn the channel.
Turn the channel.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, baby, remember the banana bread? You know what I mean? Hey, baby, remember I was going to take you fishing tomorrow? Hey, baby, the barbecue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to pass some good advice off that a man told me in his dying day.
All right.
No bullshit, man. My homeboy's daddy, his white dude I hooked up with out here, we got real cool. His dad was dying. So what he decided to do was record himself. And he invited us over to hear his recording. And he told me the measure of a man. It's not how much money you die with, but it's how you treat your woman. Right. If you treat your woman like shit, you ain't shit.
Right.
If you treat your woman like gold, you gold. That's the true measure of a man.
Right.
He took his time, his dying days out, his time when he was dying, and he died shortly after that to pass his message on to men, and I feel I got to pass on the other men. The true measure of a man is how you treat your woman. If you treat your woman like shit, my brother, and I'm sorry to tell you, you ain't shit. I don't care how nice your car is, your house, your clothes. You treat her like shit, you ain't shit.
What if you
treat your woman like gold? I don't care what's in your bank account, you gold.
What if you don't have
you
a woman like
woman
me?
Nice
what if you don't have one?
You don't want her to take good care. What's up?
I said, what if you don't have one like me? I'm the only one.
Your hand is gold.
Wait a minute. When I looked, I thought you had a woman and kids.
I was married. I'm in the process of a divorce now.
Wow. And he's serious.
How long were you married?
21 years.
I was 23 and mine passed away for sure.
Oh,
but
wow.
Hell yeah. But now, but listen, yeah. No, listen, man, listen. Listen, life is some awesome shit for you. It trained me for where I'm at now. Because now, man, I'm 2 years in deep with my fiance right now. And man, do I got my head screwed on straight. Any mistake I made in the past, I'm not going to repeat it now. Not saying I made mistakes, but whatever I did in the past, I'm not going to repeat it now. This is the most blissful shit I've been through, man. Some dope-ass shit.
Damn, bars. Hey,
dope-ass shit.
Bars.
Hella.
Bars.
And let me give a shout-out to Mike Epps, because he was fucking for real with that shit. As soon as we get the motherfucker talking about these women and shit, appreciate you, brother. Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord. And then, like you say, by yourself, it's like, where the bitches is at? You know what I mean? For a minute, no, like I said, I didn't heard. Like a couple of shots. Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. And to be honest, like I said, no, thank you, baby. I mean, I really do appreciate you.
No, yeah, y'all all you got understand? Strong women in your corner, man. But, that's awesome.
With the deep voice.
But
I know
the deep voice. Yeah, but right now it's like, man, where are the bitches at? You know what I mean? Because fuck all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's get off of that subject.
you don't like the couch.
Nah, I mean it's cool. Couch is cool, but nah. Let's. Just
I told you my goal. My goal was to get one of y'all to have to sleep on the couch after listening to this.
It ain't me. It ain't me.
Twan gonna change the Wi-Fi password.
Ain't me.
Man, listen, Antoine. You know we homies. Please invite me to your DNA reveal party.
Oh, God. Damn.
Please.
Damn,
you're that right.
That should be the new thing now.
You asked, it is the new thing.
We want DNA reveal party.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
That's deep.
Damn. Yeah, it's like, you know.
Number one, huh?
Hey, I'm going to just drink this yak, man.
Number you one, know? Huh?
I'm going to drink this yak.
You shut down Twan,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah,
I'm
going to drink this
you
yak.
You shut him down.
That's my boy.
Hey, no, wait. Is he really, though? Hey.
His
if
full
you get the people there, and listen, I just tell people this on the job all the time. They be like, why you don't talk to us? Because I only joke with the ones I like. If I don't like you, I ain't got no jokes for you.
Yeah, I ain't got shit to say to you. Where you at. Fuck that. Where's my daddy at, man? I need my daddy in this one. You know what I mean?
Daddy, get him.
Daddy, get him.
Get him.
Daddy, no.
Daddy said this about me.
Shut his fat ass up.
Damn, baby.
Take him the spoons and feed him chicken. Gotta feed the black folks.
Gotta feed the black folks chicken.
That's my boy.
Hey, no, me and Dave go back.
I was telling my woman, I was talking about him last night, and I was telling her, I said, I like my little same homeboys who I kicked with, Justin Antoine Terrell. Same little dude I've been kicking with for all my little life, hanging out. I said, because I picked the phone up, and it's like I was at their house the other day. It's
right.
Not all
yeah.
Weird.
Right.
Like,
that's
hey,
how we
man.
Felt today.
Right.
That's
right.
How we
that's
felt
how
today.
I feel about these goddamn Rocha boys.
Right.
Hey, it's like how we look. You see how we talking right now? Like we, oh man, just I got cousins to call me and it'd be all awkward sided. Okay, man. Well,
call you
all
tomorrow.
Right, then, cousin. I'll talk to you later.
Right. Man.
Man, I'm telling you, man. I talk to y'all and sitting there like, oh shit. I'm hitting the mute button, telling my woman, these my boys right here listening. Yeah, she got to hear Antoine talking about me getting my ex sucked by some dude. I'm like, forget that part, baby.
Don't listen to that shit, man. You know what I mean?
Don't pay attention to him.
listen to the content, darling. That's not what he's talking about.
You laugh at.
And we ambushed you on top of it, man. So that's what made it dope.
Like I said, I didn't know what your day was like, bro. I was like, man.
You know what I got to do for you, Jake? They got these dope-ass shirts. I'm going to see if my nephew can get me one. They got the Del Taco logo, but it say Del Rosa instead of Del Taco.
Yo!
You better get off.
Yeah, man, make that happen.
Five orders.
I got to get on my cousin, man. I got to tell my cousin, bruh. Man, you got to find me another one of them Del Rosa shirts.
Man, I will pay top dollar. I'll pay top dollar for that, man. I'll get all of us one.
But instead of Del Taco, this shit say Del Rosa.
That's
tight. You know
dope.
I need a 2X in that. Hell
yeah.
I'm going to work hard to fit into it.
Hey, trust me, man. I was at a 4X. Now I'm down to a 2X, man.
You fat motherfucker. Yeah, I ain't never been that goddamn heavy. That's just ridiculous.
Shit, that's just my dad used to say this when he was around. My dad used to say this part. If you have a gut, then the dog's barking too.
Yeah.
These are very thin walls. My neighbors hate when I do my podcast. My dad used to say, Fuck if they say you fat. That just means you got money to eat.
Right. Right. Damn. You got money to eat.
So E40.
I had money at 12.
E40 called it a baller tummy.
There you go.
A baller tummy.
Baller tummy. I had a baller tummy since I was like 12. It's all right, though, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Fat is right.
Hey, but now women love that shit.
Yeah, fat is right.
They love
fat
that
is
shit.
Right, man. They love that shit.
Yeah,
they suck on that shit.
Are you stupid?
Hey, these bitches, some of these bitches lick on that shit.
You are stupid.
You know what I mean? They love it.
He's sleeping on the couch.
Huh?
You sleeping on the couch, son?
No, I have a bed. You know what I mean? That I sleep in.
Not tonight.
Not
constantly.
Tonight. I should just put this up tonight.
Constantly, I sleep in this bitch.
Okay.
He's got the dad bod.
I am so not editing that part.
I sleep in that bed unless I don't want to.
Twan's calling Jake later. Hey, man, just edit all
that. Yeah, right. Hey, just do what I tell you to do, motherfucker. I sit back. Swag.
Yeah.
With the belt. He's going to send a picture with the belt.
Just do what I tell you to do, motherfucker. Swag.
Okay, Twan.
Yeah.
You don't have to say shit. Just put it on
the
speaker.
Go. Just snap it.
Just
snap it.
But he walked
in. What I tell you to do.
He walked in like he's Ron O'Neill or something.
I really don't. Like I said, if this was like a one-on-one conversation and the motherfucker was like, oh, you swapped the belt on me, I would have been like, what?
You're lying.
But hey, two motherfuckers say I whipped my belt out.
You did.
That was the move.
Through the loops. Like dad was coming over to beat me for making mom mad.
No, like booty tang.
Like yeah, you know what I mean? That was me. Hey, that was me.
It was booty tang before booty tang was cool.
I just got that booty tang first. It was me. Goddamn booty tank. But no, but to actually whoop your goddamn belt out.
Yeah, what the fuck was wrong with you?
And pap it. What
yes.
The fuck was I thinking?
You thought you were daddy.
What the fuck was I thinking?
I don't know. And that's why I was trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with you.
What book? What? Because there was no goddamn Google. What book did I learn this motherfucking technique from?
Did you get your ass whipped like that or what?
You whip your belt out and you smack it, they'll leave you the fuck alone.
And I was sitting there like, okay.
And motherfucker, what you going to do with that belt?
And because I choked on a chip, he thought I was scared.
Have we seen that shit? Dude, we would all just laugh.
But see, I was saving y'all asses because I kid you not, I have this thing that we called that Dave. I know you remember this that we played, motherfucker. Say I won't.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
So yeah, say I won't.
That was crazy.
That was the craziest game ever.
Devil Hill Days. And I called it one time.
Yes.
We didn't care who the dude was, and Antoine would look at him, and he would look at me, and he'd say I won't. I'm like, you won't. And then that dude would be asleep.
He's sleeping. So the belt, I think the belt was just the motherfucker. Say I won't.
He was just smiling and dazed. Antoine looked at somebody, say I won't. I'm like, what? Wait, what? Say I won't. I'm like, man, you won't. He walked right up.
Right
to the
jaw. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Was that Devil A. Hill?
That was Devil A. Hill.
Hey, we were in apartments.
Stupid shit.
We're in apartments talking about that shit. And Antoine was like, yeah, man, we call it Say I Won't, Say I Won't. And I told him, I go, man, one of these days, you're going to miss.
Right.
You're going to swing, and you're going to miss.
Say something.
Hey, and I remember that. And Antoine came back and goes, man, motherfucker, dude, you called it. somebody called me out and said, say I won't. And I swung and I missed. And I'm like, I told your ass you were going to miss.
I knew it.
Hey, I remember my brother pumped Antoine up one time. He like, Dave, Antoine, whip your ass. And I'm laughing. He like, nigga, serious. I'm like, man, you tripping. Antoine starts stretching his arms out. I'm like, Antoine. Don't let my brother pump you up.
Right,
are
you serious?
I'm like, no, man, I'm just saying. I'm like, Antoine, you are tripping. My brother, I don't know, Dave. I don't know, Dave. I'm like, no, no, man. All they trying to do is pump you up. They sit there having a ball with this.
They are dying
laughing. Antoine is stretching. I don't know, man. You're gonna, they don't listen to these fools.
Hey, Dave, man, I just made some goddamn banana bread this morning. I don't know why this came to my brain right now, but I just made some goddamn banana bread this morning.
They were like, oh, Antoine is winning, huh? When they seen how quick he was winning, they were like, oh, he's winning, huh? I'm like, yeah, Antoine is retarded, man. I didn't even take it up on people. They're like, I don't know, Dave. I think he gets it, too. What you think? I'm like, oh, God. I can tell them. I'm like, here they go trying to start some shit.
Right.
Man, that shit was hard.
Right,
man.
Right.
This nigga was socking random people. I'm like, oh, my God.
I remember those stories.
Damn, y'all hood.
He hit one dude on the way off to school. The dude was just smiling and sleepwalking. He was just smiling.
Well, Mario, you were talking about the time that he missed. So what happened then?
I don't know. I just remember I told him it wasn't one day.
It wasn't a total sleeping. It was just like, you know, slam.
And he just told me he missed.
Yeah,
he missed the first shot.
It just wasn't no total sleeping. It was a smack. And what do you want to do then, fool? So I was like, okay, well then, slam, go to sleep. You know what I mean? So yeah, the first one wasn't cool because, like I said, the game was say I won't. And that first one is a pow-yow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, we did stupid shit as kids. I swear that shit was stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
It was dumb as fuck.
That's pretty ignorant.
It's dumb. It is dumb. I don't condone violence. I'm not a violent person. I'm not. But.
It was stupid shit.
It was stupid. And at the time it happened, it was great. And we laughed about it.
Because you got stories to tell.
Yeah, we laughed about it, but it's not what we're about.
No, I mean, if you were doing that at 46, 45, yeah, that's stupid shit.
Come on,
you know. And I know people that still do dumb shit like that.
No doubt.
But that's not you. We've all changed. We've all evolved.
Right.
We're all
playing stupid games, winning stupid prizes.
That's right.
Now, you win stupid prizes. Stupid prizes. Right. And what was the prize that I won? Not a goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, man. Like, we all at an age now. We ain't trying to do that shit no more. We just trying to pay our bills, go home to people. If you have some money, God bless you for that.
Hello.
and live your life, raise your kids. And Cam's case is his grandson, which that's so dope, man. You got a grandbaby. That's
great. That is by nine. Great. And go to bed by 9.
That's right.
And in the bed by 9.
Okay, not me. I got Dave, listen to this, man. So, you know, because I'm older, right? Now, I'm trying to be more professional in my life, okay? I text these knuckleheads to make sure they were coming, right? And so, so here's Twan's text. Here I go. I say, what's good, fellas? Y'all still going to be here by 11? Noon? What's the deal? Here's Twan. Oh, so you my boss? I'm coming. Hey, he's like, oh, so you my boss? I'm coming, nigga. I'm like, damn. And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, they're on their way. He's good. He's in prime form right now.
Yeah. Hey, that's real nigga shit.
Yeah, for real.
He was about to pull out his belt.
Hey, you see,
I was coming.
And I had PTSD because my response was, no, I ain't trying to say all that. No. He going to beat me. But nah, man, as we've gone, I'm going to have to cut this up in two parts, man. But look.
Right.
I really appreciate.
Don't you go to commercial on this shit?
No, it's a podcast. What the fuck you want?
Go straight on
commercial. Through. Geico may not even want to sponsor this shit after I'm done. Neither Venice Beach Beverage, which we've plugged the hell out of.
Man, come on,
Michelle Stephon,
right? Motherfucking check in the mail. To be honest.
Well, you can take some home as much
do
as you
got
want.
Stocks, thank
you,
sir. In it? Some thank good
you.
Shit.
Right? Do you have stocks in it? Because I'm Robin Hood.
They don't have stuff. They're a up and coming mom and pop company.
Nice.
All right, and it's a husband and a wife, Michelle Stephon, black owned, and you know they're starting out like with different podcasts, different shows, and people. They even got pictures of Brad Pitt drinking this stuff. Wow. It's amazing.
Really?
Yes. So they decided.
And you can tell it's a black owned business because they back their cars in. People, please support.
Because they back their cars in.
I do that half the time, but but yeah. So you know. The sponsors, they'll stay. I think we'll be
right.
But nah, man, I'm serious. So this has been like, I've been waiting for this day for years, man.
Yeah. And we haven't even got to the part where we just destroyed Antoine's apartment.
Right.
Oh, snap.
We still on that shit.
Man, yeah. I guess y'all got to come back then.
Right. We still on that shit.
No, we're going to come back. We're going to say something for the people because I know people going to love this podcast.
I don't know if they will or not.
No, they will.
Yeah.
They're going to love what they hear right now.
We still got a lot of shit to talk.
Yeah, there's so much. Yeah, man, too much. There's so much that we haven't
too
even
much.
Cut through.
Too much.
The stories with Dave, though, man, that shit's classic.
That is.
I told Antoine, I was like,
hey,
man.
I'm telling you right now, this has been dope.
I told him, I go, hey, Antoine, remember we used to go to David Mooney's and play it was EA Sports, but it was the NBA basketball games, and we were getting there high as shit.
2K17.
And hell yeah. David, you don't remember me playing hell with you guys, yeah. and I was trying to stay away.
Man, I used to love working with that little dude, man. That was my boy. The only mess you with nappy hair, man.
Ben.
Yes. Oh, Ben. But yeah, I just remember going to David Mooney's trying to play fucking NBA and just getting high as shit and can't even stay awake. Playing video games with you, man. And like I said,
I'm telling you, man.
I learned a lot from you guys from talking shit.
Like, I switched up from weed to Patron. That's crazy.
That's what's up.
I switched up in the last like 2 years.
Really?
In the last 2 years, I switched my shit up. Like, I'm going to stop fucking with this weed. I'm going to start sipping on this tequila now. That's a trip, man. I used to be poked.
But before that, when I met you, look, we were all into like X-Clan and shit, right?
Right. There was no goddamn herb.
They was the first woke motherfucker I met in my life. And then all of a sudden.
It wasn't no herb.
No herb, none so ever. Then I came back to visit when I was in the Navy.
Yeah.
And I saw Dave. I'm like, what's up? And he was puffing.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck happened? He's like, yo. I know I never fucked with this shit, but this shit is good.
Right. Oh, my God. You know, hey, it calmed my fat ass down, man. That shit was woo-wee.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. Like, say, back in the day, me and Dave was always about no to drugs. We was always
y'all was woke.
No,
African medallions. We don't want the poison.
Hell no.
Yeah,
I was like, bro, I would knock your ass out if you come with a motherfucking joint, any type of shit. I swear.
Hey, that's why I feel bad now because listen,
Dave, don't feel bad. No, don't cut me off either. No, and don't cut me off because I'm supposed to say this shit.
You can walk through the hood and be an X-Clan, KRS-One, D type of brother.
Yeah.
And they'll leave you alone. But now them brothers don't exist no more.
They don't.
No. They sure don't.
They don't exist.
But we do.
So it's hard now.
I was married. At the time, I got married when I was young.
In Mobile, right?
In Moreno Valley. I got married when I was young. And, like, you know, I went back to the hood type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I rolled me up a motherfucking joint. I rolled up a goddamn blunt. And I remember I had a Pontiac Firebird. You know what I mean? So I lay back in that bitch like goddamn Steve McQueen type shit. I rolled back up the hill to Marino. I mean, I rolled back down the hill to San Bernardino.
Okay.
First person I come to is Dave's house.
All right.
So I roll up. I got a blunt in my hand. I'm thinking to myself mentally, like inside my car, like, goddamn, I'm smoking. You know what I mean? I'm smoking. I don't know what my nigga is going to think of me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. But fuck it. Shit, we grown.
Yeah.
I'm grown now.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you got to say.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you was talking about that weed ain't shit back in the day. And to be honest, weed is the shit. So I take my blunt, boop, open the door, car door, clam. I slam the door. I look up. I see this motherfucker fat ass nigga sitting on the goddamn on the porch and shit, and it looked like he playing with a stick, like you know how motherfuckers play with a stick
because
they bored.
Drawing pictures on the
You know, drawing pictures in the goddamn dirt. So, you know, I walk up, I'm like, "Hey, Dave, what's going on?" He like, "Oh, so you smoke now?" I'm like, nigga, shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, nigga, I smoke now. I'm grown, bitch. So instead of a stick, it was a goddamn blunt. Dave rolled up the goddamn blunt and hit the goddamn blunt. He say to me, he says, "Man, we've been dissing this shit forever, bro. What, you know, why did we do that shit? It was like golf, like I asked, like I told you. Why is we dissing this golf shit? Oh, we should have been playing way back then because we'd have been professionals. Man. We'd have been professionals. Now, I'm not saying I'm a professional, but I play in the game. You know what I mean? I played the game.
So it went from self-destruction to the chronic.
Self-consumption. Exactly. It went to self-consumption. It went from self-destruction to self-consumption. You feel me? So big up to Diamond Collective. I've been to...
Message.
Yeah, I've been to plenty of dispensaries in Las Vegas. Big up. I appreciate your patron. You know, I appreciate you. Appreciate my goddamn patron.
And I was smoking in Date Street in apartments. Dog.
I didn't. Fucked you.
Nope. I was. You know what I mean? In the apartment,
sober motherfucking living.
Got it from somebody from Carl's Jr.
Sober living.
Puffing in the bathroom, steaming it up, spraying shit, just so I can hide it.
Hey, did anybody lose a pager at Carl's Jr.? Because that's when I first started selling weed, was at Carl's Jr. Because I found a pager in the bathroom.
Oh,
since we're sitting there telling goddamn truths. And I feel good about it. I feel,
drug dealer?
I feel great about it. Thank you. Thank you, Conscious Clear.
Right. Mm. Well, that's what we do on the Big Brother Jake podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
some stories out of that motherfucker, too.
Conscious Clear.
Oh, we most definitely got to have everybody back on, man, because there's just too many. We didn't get to a third of some of the stuff.
It ain't even a scrape. It ain't even a fucking scrape.
We didn't even scratch the surface.
We didn't even scratch the goddamn surface with this goddamn Dale Rose shit.
I know.
Come on, man.
What'd you say, Dave?
I said, man, that's definitely got to come back on. We didn't even scratch the surface. We ain't even bringing no current event. If the Clippers get beat by the Mavericks, I'm dumping their bum ass. We ain't talking about none of that.
Are they losing right now?
I'm going to say, look, because it's going to air later on. I got nothing bad to say about the Clippers, Mr. Bomber. I love cashing them checks from you, Mr.
We
Bomber.
Love the
Clippers. And, you know.
I love the Lakers, bitch.
Well, I'm a Lakers fan.
I love the Clippers. But they shouldn't
have got rid of top. But these lights that are on are courtesy of the Clippers. So I ain't going
to. No doubt.
I ain't got nothing about to say.
And the Lakers lost.
Yes,
the
Lakers lost?
Lakers lost game 4.
What did I tell you?
Wow.
192, yeah.
Wow.
Man. LeBron ain't Kobe, man.
Anthony Davis is fragile. Shit.
And I just said that on national motherfucking podcast.
They better make this guy first round.
Shit. Holler back at your boy. Hashtag Antoine.
We didn't even get to the part where we used to ball up in Date Street.
Man.
We did, though. We played a lot of basketball.
Man. I wish I could have dunked on you bitches, but fuck it.
Maybe
hey, but I'm going to say, when we come, I'm going to the UFO Mega Conference in Lawson next week, so when you come back, I have some shit to talk about.
Okay, I'm sure you do.
Hey, take me, bitch.
Hey, he's going to take your daddy. He's going to take somebody funnier. He's going to take your daddy.
I'm spilling my goddamn. Hey, my daddy's dead. You can't take him nowhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, my daddy dead, man. My daddy dead, man. Let's
daddy, buddy. He was going to take your daddy, not you.
My daddy is dead.
I'm dead serious, man. There's just so much that. We got to do this again, man. I've had so much fun today. I would have paid to do this. Well, actually, I did.
Man, me too. Poor.
And I'll tell you what.
You're telling me you're closing it out? So
yeah, because we got to pour.
We
got
to do a
man.
Toast, yes.
Yeah, we're going
to do a toast.
Well, wait till Cam get back from draining the main vein.
Yeah, Cam is pissy. Cam is pissy.
Hey, Dave. Antoine, probably going to disagree, though, but. When we were balling in Date Street, man, for being the smallest Mexican, I was balling these motherfuckers.
You know what? No, you were, Mario. No, Mario.
Look at Antoine's face. Look at Antoine's face.
What was that little bitty white dude that lived in your apartment?
Shep.
That was Shep. We were talking about Shep earlier.
Shepherd.
Yeah, turn me.
Yeah, man. Hey, that was crazy.
He always had that cast on.
Yeah.
Hey, Mario, give yourself a pat on the back, though.
Because you taught him.
For being a little short ass, they'd be out there balling.
I was balling.
Mario could ball.
I was balling.
Hey, he taught him.
I was, but that's why he gets mad because he's saying I wasn't balling.
No.
I was balling.
If I got to watch on TV, I like to watch kickboxing. I said, but if I have to play, it's going to be basketball. I said, it's going to be basketball all day. That's my favorite shit. It's what I grew up playing. It's when I learned how to play. Once I moved over there to near 30th Street Park, I played more basketball by myself, just dribbling, shooting, trying to work on right. stuff. You can't do that a lot with other sports. You can't be out you there, can't. You know. No, you could be Duke moving out there with a football, but it's nothing like just you and the basketball out there in the hoop. There's some friends coming. Man, I'm yeah. telling you, that basketball, there's something different about it.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun shit. On the courts, man. But no, Mario, I'll co-sign you, bro. You can ball. You can ball.
I can't ball now, but oh, no. right. I did back then.
Yeah, back then Mario can ball.
He can ball. He can ball.
But
he can ball. You gotta give him some love on it.
And we had the no look pass with me and Jake.
Yeah.
You're like a right. fucking motherfucker.
Well, that's right. right. Hell yeah. yeah. Right. No I do the booty pass. Back down, man. I get you the rebounds, kick it out.
These
kick it right back.
These two fuckers that were in the apartments and I don't know who their names were, they're adults, always wanted to play against me. Hey, get your squad. I didn't have Antoine, I had Jake.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't have Jake, I had Antoine. And we balled these motherfuckers
up. We beat
up
them every
all
time.
The fucking time.
Yeah. Nice.
And they were mad.
Yeah.
They were like, God damn, who's that short little Mexican motherfucker?
Right.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Hey, balling. Who was the goddamn adults playing with kids, though? Because that's what I want to get.
They were just out there, man. The
pedophiles.
No, they weren't pedophiles.
Yeah. That's got me too, way back then.
Right. We was getting pedophiles.
I'm just saying. Well, I think there are a couple brothers from L.A., and they came out there, and they would always talk to you. One of them had a jerry curl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he always carried money in his sock. He'd be like, y'all, yeah, weird. He was a weird dude. Right. He sounded like Coogee Rat when he talked.
No, hey, remember the dude we were talking about? Remember the nigga who had the fucking crazy ass arm? Oh. He was a black dude. He had a crazy ass arm.
Hold on.
He always played basketball with us.
Yeah, what was his name? I remember that fool. What was his name?
I can't think of his name.
I forget his
name. Yeah, I remember
but
that fool.
He was cool. He had a little arm.
Yes.
And it was kind of
Yeah. And he's still bald, though.
Yeah, he bald. Yeah.
He can ball.
He bald. He had a nice hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a baby arm?
Yeah. No, it wasn't like, it wasn't a baby arm, Dave. It was like a, it was like an arm that was like.
Yeah, it was like atrophied. It was like, yeah.
It was like loose.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember his name.
Now, he could ball, though. He would ball us up.
Yeah.
He'd take it to the hoop on us.
A man pedophile.
Hey, but that.
Like I said, why are you out there playing with kids?
And there was a. And there was
like
another.
Playing with kids.
And there was a. Hey, and that's another story. Remember, man, damn it, Twan. We just ran out of time, but. But there was another guy that had a kind of like a curly. He was a light skinned guy, but he got
his
Cam
name was Jerome.
In trouble.
His
for
name was Jerome.
Mom's car.
His is Jerome, right?
Was it Jerome?
Jerome.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
his name.
That lived that, up above the office, right?
Yeah.
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 Jerome.
He
I think it was his name.
Yeah, he ratted my brother out.
I think it was
to the apartment.
Tyrone.
Yeah.
It was Tyrone.
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 Oh, yeah. I remember Tyrone.
Oh, yeah.
He ratted out Cam for taking my mom's ride.
Oh,
and
wow.
That no good son of a bitch. Let me tell you about that guy.
He always into everyone's shit.
He was. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Hey, Tyrone had a badass wife, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
she was bad.
She was bad.
She was bad.
Oh, hold on.
What's
that?
Tyrone.
No,
Tyrone.
Let me tell you about Tyrone. Because my brother Steven.
Was it Tyrone?
I think it was Tyrone.
It was Tyrone,
well,
for sure.
Who was the couple that lived across from me? He was a firefighter, and his wife was hot, too.
Oh, was her name Sharon?
No, Sharon was LaShonda's mom.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, I remember LaShonda.
Love you, LaShonda.
Shout out to LaShonda. We still talk to her.
To be honest, I would like to know her mama. Back then, I was like, man, I want to know my mama.
I'm done. Shonda.
That
was Twan.
Yeah.
No, but
hey, Shonda, I like you too, but your mama was bad.
But listen,
I love both of them, man. They're very good people.
I didn't get to know them like that, but I wanted to.
I'm trying to save you by interjecting. I'm trying to save you.
Oh, you trying to save
me? I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. What they going to do, show up?
Not them.
Yeah.
I'm worried about your woman at home. I ain't worried about them.
She don't know what's happening.
Oh, she will.
So she don't got iHeartRadio.
Who is that?
Yeah, she ain't got no iHeart. But show her.
But she had.
Hey, it's on SoundCloud.
I'll make sure it's on podcast1.com.
Keyword search to be my dad. I got Tyrone. I'm gonna tell.
Yeah. Well, here's my.
Wow. I talk to him all the time.
Really?
Who, Tyrone? Yeah.
No. Shonda.
Shonda. That's dope.
Because I was gonna say I thought Tyrone is dead.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, well, you know what? Here's the thing. My brother was growing weed in the apartment complex.
Wow.
That fool read it out?
He not only ratted out my brother to my mom, he stole the weed that my brother was growing and took it for himself. Dirty.
Tyrone?
Dirty. Yeah, and then tried to sell it to my mom. And my mom's like, I got my own plug. I don't need you.
I got my own fucking plug. I don't need you.
Yeah. Hey,
did he play sports with us, too?
Yeah,
he tried to play sports with us, too.
He was tall.
He was some... DJ or something.
Yeah, he was a DJ.
I don't know what the fuck he was.
Was he Puerto Rican or black? Or
he was mixed.
I think he was black.
Half black, half white.
But he had that nice look.
He
looked
silky.
Latino.
He looked
like Albie Shore.
He had that nice hair.
He had the hair like Albie Shore. No.
He had that long original.
He had like this fucking Brazilian.
He had a curl or something.
Yeah, he looked like Stevie B.
You know what I mean? It was the original Yakky Dude. I swear.
Who was that couple across from us?
From our apartment?
I don't know.
He was a firefighter.
He was never home. A big buff black dude.
Yeah. But when they moved out and somebody else moved in there, and they were part of JJ Fad.
That's right.
Across from us? Yes, across from us.
Right.
They were
part of JJ Fad.
So we
after they left,
man,
because
we had fucking ball players.
Because,
baseball players went out with the San Bernardinos. I think King Griffey Jr.
He
been up in there.
No, they had these spirit players in there. And that's how. No, the spirit players.
No, I know.
King there.
They used to give
Ken
us
free. Griffey yeah, was
King
there.
Well, yeah. he came in
Ken
there.
Ken Griffey was there.
He was played. There. He played Nintendo at my house.
Right, well, bitch. You got a bat.
Yeah, you.
I got bats and gloves.
No, I got the bat.
That's what I'm saying, bitch. You got the bat.
I got two bats and two gloves and a gang of baseball.
And fucked up by the shirt. I got that bat because they borrowed my Sega.
Yeah.
They came and borrowed my Sega. And I let them borrow it for like couple nights and shit. And then they were like, hey, Mario, man, we appreciate it, blah, blah, blah. I want to give you this bat.
Right.
This bat was hit off of some. It was. I want to say it was King Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was there.
He was always. He was in the complex all the time.
He hit a home run.
He rented that apartment.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. He was there.
They were like, that apartment stayed empty for them only.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, he hit a home run, man. Here's the mark. Blah, blah, blah. I wanted to keep this bat. What did I do? I fucked it up and fucked around with it.
Hey, we go play with the equipment.
With goddamn baseball and the goddamn Jefferson Hunt.
Goddamn Derby.
Yeah, good Jefferson Hunt.
You lost money on that.
Yeah. And I broke the fucking bat.
Oh.
And I lost fucking Antoine's fucking catalog. he saved up, I mean, the catalog tops. to get this baseball. And we go to Jefferson Hunt, and I was like, Antoine, pitch it to me, motherfucker. He goes, all right, man, pitch. Bop! Foul ball.
Gone.
Goes into these ivories, gone. We couldn't find it.
Oh,
with
man.
With Tony the Tiger.
With the bat. Yeah. With the bat that King Griffey hit a home run with.
With the goddamn Kellogg symbol.
And I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry, dog.
I remember that shit.
Let's go back home, dog. What about my ball?
Right.
I don't know, man. That ball's gone, man.
Oh, my God.
That's my ball, man. I saved up for that ball. Man, stop crying, man. Let's go.
Where's my goddamn belt? Where's my motherfucking belt? For real?
No, we settled it. We settled it in boxing. Remember that? Ooh. We settled that in boxing.
Saved 100
Part two
serial
in the
UPC symbols for that baseball.
Part two in the podcast when me and Antoine put on the gloves.
Yeah, y'all definitely got to come back. Dave, you got to come down from Apple Valley and come in studio to my crib in Pomona, dog.
That's it. In Pomona? Shit, what's
up? Hey, you know what I mean? Nigga, what's happening? Pete
Town? Now, I don't want to stay here. I'll tell you off the air, but...
he's in a good side.
I'll tell you like this. I call it Pavern because it's on the border of Laverne and Pomona. I call it Pavern or Lamona.
Yeah.
I'm literally like my bedroom is in Laverne and my like my living room is in Pomona.
And Antoine's the only black guy I've seen so far, and Jake's a half black, half white guy I've seen so far.
Right. I am a card carrier member at a pistol club.
Yeah, you gotta come through, open bar, or make sure you have your drink, you know, food.
Hey, and to be honest, I could swear.
Hey,
I seen this motherfucking Magic Show fucking poster that's been hanging up in Jake's goddamn office right now. I could have sworn I seen this shit at Dake Street.
Yes.
This is the same one. This is the poster.
Yeah, but I put wood behind it.
It's all immaculate.
Yeah, that's the same one. I took care of it. That thing has been that poster's been from San Bernardino
right
to Virginia
right
to Chicago back to Virginia to San Diego to San Bernardino to here.
To here.
To LA and then all over LA.
I remember that poster.
Yeah. I remember that poster.
You know, I was a big Magic Johnson fan, man. Like, I cried when you get HIV back then, you thought you died.
But that's how we did the no-look passes on goddamn Day Street.
Yeah. Because we're all Magic
on,
fans.
Scoring on you, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's right.
With Jake's bad knee.
Hey, Mario. Mario.
Yes, sir.
You had a newspaper clip of the Magic Johnson with his legs open. Remember?
Oh, yeah! Yeah! That's right.
Yeah, and we'll leave it at that.
We're going to just leave it right there.
Magic exposes Magic Johnson, and that's all we need to talk about. Yep. That was in the San Bernardino Sun. I remember that.
Yeah.
I was like, look at this shit.
I remember that shit. Mario, show me that shit. Like, look at this shit. Yep.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah, we were like,
toast,
what
is... man. Let's take a toast.
All right, yes. Why do we have you here?
My brother don't be looking at no Magic Johnson.
But it was funny.
Yeah, no, it was funny.
I showed him them.
It was
like, funny. Look,
it was funny.
Showing his shit.
It was funny. So, hey, Camilo drunk now. Now you're trying to stick up for his goddamn
Man. I'm not thinking, what? Nah, all right, never mind, man. Let's do this shit.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Let's do this shit.
Here's the Date Street Ballers.
Hey.
And longtime friendship.
Right, man. Forever. Forever.
Longtime friendship, dog.
Friendship forever, man.
I haven't seen you in over 20 years.
Hello.
Right? And then it's like we never missed a beat, dog.
Yeah, we have it, man, and we're on it. So yeah, it was fun. Thank you, Dave, for coming on. Let us ambush you.
No, man, this shit's been dope, man. This is dope as hell. Congratulations on your grandkids.
Yeah,
Mario, you. Much continued success, man, with your kids. Antoine, bless your child that's coming, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Amen.
Jay Sean. Jay Sean.
Thanks, man. I'm trying, man. I'm looking.
Packet Jr.
Packet Jr.
Yeah, he's going to be on the goddamn golf course, man. I think We done made a monster. We done made a monster. He's going to be a titan, man. I'm telling you.
And props to you, man, because, you know, you done made it and did your damn thing, you know.
Stayed under the goddamn radar, man. Man, like it says, for everybody.
Yep, we all made it out.
We all made it.
We all made it out.
We all made it out.
Yep.
Hey, like I said, we went back there today. And felt unsafe.
Hella. Man, I felt my safety.
And I had a black guy with me.
Right. Hey, Dave, I felt goddamn unsafe around that bitch. Like, wait a minute. This is not my goddamn area,
I walk out that truck like I was hard. I was like, yeah, Antoine. And Antoine's like, man, we got to go.
Bro, that ain't shit. I'll tell you a story. I was over there because sometimes I'll just take trips by myself. And I want to go to San Manuel to do a little gambling. So I pulled off of Del Rosa. And I want to get a selfie with the Date Street sign behind me.
Right.
Man, I got out the car, right? But I parked on the mobile side.
Right.
Where mobile is. Across the street from where Stop and Go was. And I took the picture.
Damn, you walk?
I did. I got out the car.
That's a good walk.
The dumbest idea I had. Because they were like, what the fuck you doing here, cuz? I'm like, God, I used to stay here. Well, you used to. So get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
Wow.
And
that didn't happen to
me. I left.
Right.
I'm too old.
Fuck out of there.
I ain't trying to fight nobody. Right. I want to get home to my kids, man.
Let me take this selfie real quick. Hurry up, motherfucker.
Yep, I took it and I was gone.
Right. Hurry up, motherfucker.
I was like, damn, I put my sunglasses on because I was like, huh, shit, you know, I want them seeing my eyes.
Where the weed at, bitch?
I got the fuck out of there.
This is where I get my honey buns from.
Yes!
Not anymore, cuz.
Hot goddamn pastries. Damn, not no more, cuz.
Not no more, cuz.
But nah, we got so much to discuss, so I'm going to have everybody back on. You need to bring your ass from Apple Valley. Fat Dave.
Hell yeah.
No longer fat.
Man.
And we going to cut it up. I'm going to try and get Peter to come, too.
Wow. Man, that's going to be hard, but
no, it ain't.
You got to reach out and, hey, man.
I'll figure it out.
I got stories with Pete, too.
I'm going to say it like this, man.
I'm fit to call this bitch.
we ain't got three more hours, man.
No doubt.
But we'll do it next time.
No doubt.
You know, I'll make sure everybody fed and liquored. I don't think Peter drinks, but whatever. He'll be the sober one. He can take everybody.
Really?
He'll eat.
He'll definitely eat.
He'll definitely eat.
But he don't drink.
Peter is sober?
I didn't know.
Maybe that's why now. I don't talk to him on fucking Facebook. Cause it's like, hey, dog, you know.
And I'm a drink. I love a drink.
It's been a while.
Yeah, but you know, we'll have everybody come through and we'll continue these stories, man. And I know my listeners.
That'd be dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Man, that would
my
be dope
listeners will love to hear everybody. So, Dave, thank you for coming on. Twan, We cool, right? Don't pull
man,
the belt off.
Dog, man, I love
we
you.
Good?
I love you, man.
I love you, too, brother.
I love you with the belt.
Call tough love.
He never pulled out that belt. There was no love.
Crazy out here. Love you, right?
I still wear a goddamn belt.
Just like before your daddy whip your ass with that belt. You know, I love you. I'm doing it right.
I love you.
You know what? It's going to hurt me more. It's going to hurt you.
It's all in love.
You know, I only whip you because I love you.
And I promise I won't grow out a fade. I'm going to grow my high top fade.
Look at my shit.
You know what I mean? Looking like George Jefferson. Well, we're moving on up.
That hairline go way back.
Right? Way back.
Back in the time.
Way back.
So does mine.
Yeah.
Mario, always appreciate you.
Man, love
Cam,
you, man.
Love y'all, man. Thank you so much for coming on the Big Brother Jake podcast. So, all right. So they're going to come back on, y'all. And we're going to have more fun.
If you guys want to hear more.
Oh, no.
Right.
If you want to hear more.
Because you got to put feedback on his comments.
Yeah, I need a comment.
No, don't worry. I'm telling you right now. This is a hit. Everybody coming back. No, I know because I've been doing this for 21 years, man. So I know a hit.
I know a hit. You ain't no rookie, man.
I'm a motherfucking veteran.
Yeah, you ain't no veteran. You a VA veteran.
That's right.
Hello.
Did you know I was in the Navy, bro?
For sure.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I served, but yeah. So we're going to have everybody come back on. People going to love this. Y'all coming back. Y'all going to do it at the studio. So until then, I say to y'all, wait for it.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake podcast.